كذبت قوم لوط المرسلين.
The people of Lot, peace be upon him, rejected the messengers, branding them liars. The people of Lot, peace be upon him, rejected the messengers, branding them liars. Al-Araf 7:80-4, Hud 11:74-83, Al-Hijr 15:57-77, Al-Anbiya 21:71-5, Al-Naml 27:54-8, Al-Ankabut 29:28-35, Al-Safat 37:133-8, and Al-Qamar 54:33-9.
إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوطٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ.
Recall when their brother Lot, peace be upon him, said to them, "Have you no fear?"
إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ.
I am a trustworthy messenger to you.
فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ.
So fear Allah and obey me.
وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
I seek of you no reward. My reward is with none save the Lord of the universe.
أَتَأْتُونَ الذُّكْرَانَ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ.
What of all creation will you go to, fornicate with, the males? What of all creation will you go to, fornicate with, the males?
This is open to two interpretations. A. Out of all creatures they chose males to satisfy their sexual desires, although the world was full of females. And B. They were the only ones who went to men for that purpose. No other nation did so. Even animals do not engage in such a thing with their same gender. The second meaning is explained further in Surah Al-Araf and Surah Al-Ankabut. Do you realize you practice an indecency of which no other people in the world were guilty of before you? Al-Araf 7:80. In the former case, the statement is an interrogative form, whereas in the latter instance, it is in the form of a simple affirmative statement regarding their act of indecency. See also Al-Ankabut 29:28.
وَتَذَرُونَ مَا خَلَقَ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ عَادُونَ.
Leaving aside those whom Allah has created for you as your mates. Nay, you are a people that has transgressed all limits. Leaving aside those whom Allah has created for you as your mates.
This too has two possible meanings. A. They left their wives whom God had created for them, and unnatural though it was, they went to men to satisfy their sexual desires. And B. Even when they had recourse to their wives to satisfy their sexual urges, they did not follow the natural way. In other words, they indulged in anal sex even with their wives. It is possible, however, that they might have done so with the intent of artificially controlling the number of children.
Nay, you are a people that has transgressed all limits.
This is not the only vice they committed. In fact, their lives in toto were perverted. In Surah Al-Naml, the Quran explains their perversion. You commit indecent acts publicly, 27:54. And in Surah Al-Ankabut, they are censured in these words. Have you become so perverted that you gratify your lust with men, rob travelers, and commit wicked deeds publicly in your assemblies?
29:29.
They said, O Lot, peace be upon him, if you do not desist, you will be one of those expelled from our towns. They said, O Lot, peace be upon him, if you do not desist, you will be one of those expelled from our towns.
They knew that whosoever opened his mouth in the past against them or protested against their misdeeds was banished. They simply asked Lot, peace be upon him, to bear this in mind, for if he did something similar, he too would meet the same fate. The Quran also tells us in Surah Al-Araf and Surah Al-Naml that those wicked people had already decided to banish Lot, his family and followers from their town on the grounds that there are people who pretend to be pure. Al-Araf 7:82 and Al-Naml 27:56.
قَالَ إِنِّي لِعَمَلِكُمْ مِنَ الْقَالِينَ.
He said, I am one of those who abhor your practice.
رَبِّ نَجِّنِي وَأَهْلِي مِمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ
My Lord, deliver me and my family from their wicked deeds. My Lord, deliver me and my family from their wicked deeds.
It either means save us from the bad consequences of their evil deeds, or save our children from the moral corruption of this town, which is infested with iniquities, or protect our children from the evil influences of this corrupt society, and deliver us from the agony of living in it.
فَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ
Then we delivered him and all his family.
إِلَّا عَجُوزًا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ
Except an old woman who was among those that stayed behind. Except an old woman who was among those that stayed behind.
This is a reference to Lot's wife. The wives of Noah and Lot are mentioned in Surah Al-Tahrim in these words. These two women were in the houses of two of our pious servants, but they acted treacherously towards them. 66:10. That is, they did not have faith, and instead of standing by their husbands, they supported their iniquitous nations. Hence, when Lot was ordered to depart with his family, he was told not to take his wife along. So depart with your family in a part of the night, and let no one of you turn around excepting your wife, who shall not go. For what will befall them shall also befall her. In the morning, their promised hour will come. Is not the morning near? Hud
11:81.
Thereafter, we utterly destroyed the rest.
وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنذَرِينَ
And we sent upon them a rain, an evil rain that fell on those who had been warned. And we sent upon them a rain, an evil rain that fell on those who had been warned.
This was not a rain of water, but of stones instead. According to the details mentioned elsewhere in the Quran, we know that after Lot, peace be upon him, and his family's departure in the final hours of the night, a violent blast was heard. Then the mighty blast caught them at sunrise. Al-Hijr 15:73. This was followed by an earthquake which turned the town upside down. Hud 11:82 and Al-Hijr 15:74. This was followed by a volcanic eruption causing a rain of baked clay to fall on them. And we rained on its stones of baked clay, one on another. Hud 11:82. Based on the biblical accounts of this event, as well as the Greek and Latin writings and modern geological and archaeological researches on the subject, we can construct the following composite picture of what happened. For the biblical account, see the Bible, Genesis 19:1-29. The presence of thousands of ruins to the south and east of the Dead Sea indicates that it was once a populous region. Archaeologists estimate that it must also have been quite prosperous from the period 2300 BC to 1900 BC. Incidentally, historians estimate Abraham's time, peace be upon him, to be around 2000 BC. This leads us to believe that the area must have met its disastrous end during Lot's time, peace be upon him, Lot being Abraham's nephew. The most populous and fertile part of this land was the area called the Vale of Siddim, about which the Bible says, And Lot, peace be upon him, lifted up his eyes, and saw that the Jordan Valley was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, in the direction of Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 13:10. Contemporary scholars basing their opinion on sound archaeological evidence are of the view that this valley is now under the Dead Sea. In ancient times, the Dead Sea did not extend as far south as it does today. In the small peninsula facing the present-day Jordanian city of Al-Karak, there was, to the west, a small peninsula called Al-Lisan. This was the seawater boundary in ancient times. The area to the south of it was the fertile valley known as the Vale of Siddim, in which the famous cities of Lot's nation, peace be upon him, namely Sodom, Gomorrah, Adma, Zeboim, and Zoar were located. Around 2000 BC, this valley sank as a result of a violent earthquake and was covered thereafter by the Dead Sea. Even today, it is the most shallow part of the Dead Sea. Indeed, even during the Roman era, it was so shallow that people could walk through the water from Al-Lisan to the western coast. At that time, one could still see the submerged forested area along the southern coast and possibly some buildings too. According to the Bible, as well as some ancient Greek and Latin sources, the region abounded in petroleum and asphalt deposits and, to some extent, inflammable gas. Even now, there are deposits of petroleum and gas in the area. Geological investigations show that because of the earthquake, petroleum, gases, and asphalt were thrown out of the earth's interior such that the whole region exploded like a bomb. According to the Bible, when the prophet Abraham heard about the calamity, he traveled from Hebron to see the affected valley for himself, observing that the smoke of the land went up like the smoke of a furnace. Genesis 19:28.
إن في ذلك لآية وما كان أكثرهم مؤمنين.
Surely there is a sign in this, but most of them would not believe.
وإن ربك لهو العزيز الرحيم.
Verily, your Lord is immensely mighty, most compassionate.